people who are part of our story. Today, we're speaking to Youssef Shinawi from the Nazareth Academic School of Nursing.
So the first question, if you can introduce yourself and what's your role in the School of Nursing?
Okay, my name is Youssef Shinawi. I live in Kufur Manda village. It's near Nazareth, about 20 minutes away from Nazareth. I've been here 26 years almost here working in this school. I'm the deputy of Dr. Salam, who's the director of the nursing school. I'm also in charge and coordinator of clinical placement. I'm also teaching courses like geriatric. I used to teach a lot of surgery courses and also case management.
And what motivated you to join the School of Nursing?
Ah, it's a long story. First of all, after being in the state for many, many years, I wanted to come home, and I thought the best place to come close to home, mm-hmm. and to come to a place where I can contribute to the Arab population. This is one of the main goals. I want to contribute to the society because I came with knowledge, I came with experience, and I thought this is the right place to be.
Was working in the U.S. very different from working here then?
Oh, of course. The U.S. is more advanced. I came here. I came back in 1995. Mm-hmm. I also, when I started the school, working in the school, I also worked in the intensive care unit in the hospital to see if I can also contribute, because I came with a good experience, and that was important. Of course, it's different. When I came here, the hospital was relatively small. Mm-hmm. It's not a big place. It's not... is not as advanced like the States.
Mm-hmm. And what do you enjoy the most of your role at the School of Nursing?
Well, I always thought nursing is a practice profession. And so I always was attracted to the care of the patient, because all my career, I made a great effort to make a joint between a practice, actually taking care of patients, and teaching. This is the best balance you can do. I did it in the past because in my career, I was in many places. I taught in the West Bank in El Biri, which is a town near Ramallah, near Jerusalem. So I was teaching there at the college. And in the same time, as I was working in intensive care unit in Hadassah Hospital. So what I was practicing, I brought to the student and used the example from the real life situations. I enjoy the clinical, the connection between clinical and teaching. So therefore, I prefer the clinical area, preparation the students, placing the students in the clinical area. I also enjoy teaching because surgery is like my heart. With time also, I discovered that, not that I came here before, that I do have a great management skills, which I didn't choose to be, but my life taught me I do have this. Uh-huh. And I was a manager in the United States of the unit, nurse manager. And I did it also in El Biri College. And I'm here, you know, I'm doing also a lot of management at the school level.
So you enjoy like both the management and then also being in contact with the students more like face-to-face.
Right. Mm-hmm. I also contact the student at the school and follow them mm-hmm. at the clinical area. So I do make supervision mm-hmm. of the clinical training at the various hospitals in the north. If they go to Rambam Hospital or Nahariya Hospitals, I do make visits and in touch with also the instructors and follow them through. So what you really like is You see, the student come fresh, almost know nothing about nursing, and then you visit them at the last experience at the unit where they are placed, and you see the almost a nurse at the beginning stage. So this is a joy. And you see, you succeeded. You see, the school is doing a great job.
And like, how many students do you think end up working at the Nazareth Hospital? Is it quite a high number of students?
Listen, historically, the School of Nursing was smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have bigger numbers.
Yeah.
But when they were smaller, a lot of our graduates were admitted to work at the hospital. Most of the head nurses, a different department, are our graduates. But with increased number of students at the school, you know, there is a limit how much the hospital can take from our graduate. Our graduate, they will be searching to work in other hospitals in Nazareth.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't find, they will go to further healthcare institution in the Tel Aviv and further north in Haifa area.
And is it common for them to want to go abroad? Can they do the placement abroad, for example?
Abroad, outside the country?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Right.
To do the placement, clinically placement?
Yeah.
No. Usually it's not recognized.
Right. And did you study here?
Yeah, I studied in Hebrew University in Hadassah. In Jerusalem. I'm from the pioneers who studied academic program in nursing. This was a pioneer program.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated in 1981, long time ago,
mm-hmm.
From Hebrew University. I worked in Hadassah, but then I wanted to go further studies and I wanted to do my master program in nursing and teaching. No management.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't looking for management at the time. I wanted to teach. This is my passion. And so I to NYU, New York University in the United States, came back and made a lot of teaching in Jerusalem area, and then went back to work in the state. Then I got a lot of knowledge and came back to Nazareth.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a long journey. All with nursing.
Mm-hmm. And would you say, because now, you know, from what I've seen here, I do feel like there are probably more women than men, but still quite a lot of men. Would you say that this is changing? Like before, it used to be mainly women?
Ah, yeah, of course. I was the only one or maybe two in our class, two males. Very few males. Now it was like something very strange to be a male nurse. Now, everything changing when I started a long time ago. Now it's very accepted in Israel, in the States, everywhere. Even in our society, it was as an Arab male, to study nursing was not accepted in the 80s. With time, it was more accepted and discover it's also male can be in the job. Male can also work and get a job and have a respected life and contribute to the society. Everything changing. Now, we have classes 50-50. But you still, until now, majority are female students.
Yeah. And like, were your family okay with you deciding to be a nurse?
When I decided to study, actually when I started to study, there wasn't much known about the profession. Because I studied a long time ago. At times I felt strange because I was a minority in the class, but I discovered I like what I study. My family was not part of my decision. I'm the baby, like the youngest in the family. My family were, my parents were old. They always had the trust that I know what I want. So they were not part of the decision, no.
And why do you think it's important that we expand the School of Nursing?
It's really important, very important. Because take example today, it's a fact. We had an exam for one class. And at the same time, we had an exam, a test for simulation in BLS for students. They do the practice, then they are tested. Simulation room. We ran out of space. That's a good example why we need more skills lab room, more classes, because we use lounges of a student to make exams. And we use the library to make for exam. So our school is getting bigger. For example, we have another teacher, no place for one teacher to come. No place. Yani, I'm with Huda, the secretary, in the same room. There is also another teacher who's helping us with the clinical area. So I give her my room upstairs near the director, because we have no place. We have more applicants, and we need more rooms, of course, and more skills lab.
And what do you think makes this School of Nursing different from other School of Nursings in the country?
Oh, it's a very unique school, special. It's the only Arab school in nursing in Israel. Second, it's the second old in Israel. Hadassah is the first, and we are the second. Historically, almost in 2024, we will be 100 years. This is a school that survived all the development of nursing in Israel. It's situated in Nazareth. It's a center for Arab population. The instructors are very qualified, and the student relationship are very close. Open door policy, they don't need to make an appointment on this. We support the weak. Many of the teachers feel it's a mission. It's a mission to teach here because of the values are very important. Values of love, faith, compassionate, to be with the patient, to understand the sick, to help. These are important value we convey. Even the staff from other hospitals, when they see our student, Nazareth, they feel the difference. They feel their orientation is different. They feel they come to help. So we are known as they are Nazareth student. They don't call the full name of the school. Nazareth student, that means they have a uniqueness, that they have compassion, they don't argue a lot, they like to help, they are there to develop and be with the patient.
And would you say most of the students are from the Nazareth area, or do you get people from other areas?
Mostly Nazareth and villages and area around. At times, also, we do have coming from the Golan Heights, border of Syria. Recently, we do have Wadi Ara. It's like from villages relatively are not very close, but mostly are from Nazareth and villages area around.
So you think they travel because they can find a suitable school nearby their area?
Right. Here, they would be hearing about the milieu. The environment, it's an Arab environment. If the instructor see the student don't understand, we teach in Hebrew. But if they don't understand what we say, we allow ourselves to speak in Arabic and explain the point if it's complex or not clear. So that's an advantage. So they hear good things about us and they come. And it's more comfortable. It's not stressing. The relationship, it's very close. We are very close to the student. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we don't have this distant.
So is it a requirement from the government that you need to teach in Hebrew?
Yeah. We used to teach in English until maybe 17 years ago, maybe around that. But now we are required to teach in Hebrew because they take the exam, the state exam, in Hebrew. That's first. Second, our students make clinical training in the Jewish hospitals. They speak only Hebrew. Also, the patient record mainly Hebrew. Nursing, medical, paramedical, all Hebrew. So they need to know Hebrew very well to pass the examination and work afterwards because they need it.
Mm-hmm. And is this an issue for some students? Like, do most of them know both Arabic and Hebrew?
Yeah, in theory, they have to know. But from my experience, like, some students, they approached me and told me, please send me outside Nazareth because my Hebrew is very weak, so I will be stronger on this. Our Hebrew from high school is okay, but with the learning process, they become very strong. And amazing the difference and the progress. Then you will meet our graduates. They know Hebrew more than us. Mainly, people suffer from weak English. So when I went to the States, my English wasn't like this.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't easy.
And just to wrap it up, can you imagine a world without the Nazareth School of Nursing? What do you think would be missing?
A lot missing. If you think about our graduate total, 2,400 graduates, that means you open 2,400 houses, families. There is people, students, that if this school wasn't here, they would not even learn a profession. They will not get educated. They will not be able to contribute to the society. They will not be able to contribute to the family. Because if you have a profession, you can contribute more to the family, to the society, to yourself. So being the school near resident area, being having this Arab milieu environment make it possible for many people to start a better life or to have a better life. The value of the existence of this school is amazing. The whole society, even Arab society, is proud of the school because it's the only Arab nursing school in Israel. So it's hard to think there is no school of nursing. So we make every effort to make it going and prosper.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That was great.